بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على سبيله ومن اهتدى بهديه ومن استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون، صدق الله العظيم. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يأتي على الناس زمان الصابر فيهم على دينه كالقابض على الجمر، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected ulama kiram, elders and beloved brothers in Islam, from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we learn that as this ummah will reach closer to the end of time, it will become extremely challenging, extremely difficult for a person to remain steadfast and perseverant upon the deen of Allah. Different avenues will be created, different isms will come into existence. It will be said to a person, this is for your happiness, that is for your success, this is for the benefit of you and your family, but ultimately it will only result in the ruin and destruction of his deen, his iman and his akhirah. How close we are to the end of time, to the era of Dajjal, neither I know nor do you know. But this much has been made crystal clear in the ahadith: the further the ummah will move from the golden years of Islam, what was known as Khayrul Qurun, the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions, and the nearer that the ummah will move towards the end of time and the day of Qiyamah, the stronger and more intense will the challenges become. What has been likened to in the ahadith, كَالْقَابِذِ عَلَى الْجَمْرِ, like holding onto a burning piece of coal, يُصْبِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا, a person in the morning will be regarded as a person of Iman and Islam, but by the evening he has done some action or said a statement that has taken him out of the fold of Islam. وَيُمْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا, a person will go to bed at night having iman and belief in Allah and his Rasul, but by the morning his iman will have been stripped from his heart. At times when a person looks into the picture that has been painted, it is very easy to fall into a state of doom and gloom, of despondency. And the believer at times will begin to lose hope that my task is no longer improbable, it is now impossible. And therefore, as reciters of the kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, it is absolutely important that you and I realize and understand that behind every challenge, above every difficulty, is Allah Rabbul Izzah Himself. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا, Allah has complete control and power over everything that takes place. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا, nothing takes place in the skies, in the earth, in the entire creation of Allah, except that it is contained within the knowledge and the wisdom of Allah Rabbul Izzah Himself, and Allah has a system in this world. Just like in the time of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, when the threat was there against the iman and the lives of the believers, then Allah Rabbul Izzah created what was called Safinatu Nuh, the ark of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam. Those believers who boarded the ark, the promise was that they will be successful, and that is how it took place. And those who refused to board the ark for various reasons, some perhaps due to stubbornness, some due to arrogance, some due to ignorance, some due to laziness, ultimately their lives ended in ruin and destruction. In the same way, Allah Rabbul Izzah in every zamana, in every era, every period of time, has also kept the ark of Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, which is his shariat and his deen. The noble commands of Allah Rabbul Izzah, the prohibitions that Allah has given to you and I, the promise is the same as it was to the ummah of Nuh alayhi salam. If you will board the ark, if you will abide by the commands of Allah, you will abstain from the prohibitions sent down by Allah, then your life will be regarded in this world and the hereafter as a successful life. And on the contrary, if you will refuse to board the ark, you will not abide by the commands of Allah, you will not abstain from the prohibitions laid down by Allah, then regardless of your achievements in this worldly life, regardless of the size of your bank balance, regardless of the letters and the titles on either side of your name, but ultimately your life in this world, and more so in the hereafter, will be a life of utter ruin, destruction and failure. Ulama have explained, in this world many people leave their country of birth and migrate overseas looking for better opportunities. And generally we find these people can be divided into three groups. One is that person who leaves his country. He moves to a different country, he finds a steady job, stable income. But whatever he earns, he spends. His primary concern is leading a comfortable, at times a luxurious life in his country of choice. And as a result of this, he has very little, if anything at all, to send back to his family and friends. The end result of such a person, finally when he reaches the age of retirement, he will find that he has no savings, no investments to go back to in his original country. The second person, he also migrates, he finds a steady job, stable income. He also is primarily concerned with leading a comfortable life in his new country. Now and again when he is in the mood, he will send a souvenir, perhaps a box of chocolates, back home for his family and friends. When they receive the parcel, they will wish and hope that he sends something of more value. But he too is concerned with his life in his new country. When that person retires, he also will find, much like the first person, that his savings are very meager, he has barely any investments, and he cannot enjoy those years of hard work. And then the third person is that person who is known as the intelligent person. He migrates, he leaves his hometown. He finds a steady job and a stable income. But his primary concern is sending the money back home to his family and friends. He doesn't mind suffering in the new country. He doesn't mind leading a difficult life. But the end result of such a person is that when he goes back home after his retirement, now he has a home to enjoy. He has real estate that he has purchased. His family and friends are comfortable, and he can enjoy the efforts of his years of hard work. What has been referred to in the hadith, Al-Kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa amila lima ba'da al-maut, the truly intelligent person, is that person who will take stock of himself. He will look at his current condition and situation, but the bulk of his efforts will be for the life to come after this life. He will begin to make preparations for the eternal life of the hereafter. He will not mind undergoing sacrifice in this world, but his efforts and his gaze will be focused on the life of the next world. Ulama explained the common theme amongst all these three individuals. Regardless of what they did with the profits and their earnings, but for them to earn the money was not a difficulty. In the same way in today's time, for us to engage in good a'mal is not difficult. In a matter of a few minutes, a person can send an EFT to some drought-stricken country, and 10 boreholes have been put up in his name. In a matter of a few moments, a person can find someone to teach him the knowledge of Quran and Hadith. In a few minutes, a person can assist somebody else alleviate his debt. But the real challenge is to preserve these a'mal till maut and till the akhirah. Whatever good actions I have accrued thus far in my life, how do I ensure that these actions are preserved and protected till I leave this world? The primary concern of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he would always direct the gaze of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum to the hereafter, that whatever you have done should not be lost. And therefore when we look into the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we find that there are 4 specific actions that have been mentioned that are so dangerous, so destructive, so fatal, that as a result of a person perpetrating any one of these 4 actions, regardless of the years and years of good deeds that he has accrued, all those good deeds will count for nothing in the court of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. The hadith of Thawban, the freed slave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi alayhi salam said, لَا أُلْفِيَنَّ أَقْوَامًا مِنْ أُمَّتِي يَأْتُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِحَسَنَاتٍ أَمْثَالِ جِبَالِ تِهَامَةَ بَيْضَى. There will be a group of my ummah that will come on the day of Qiyamah. They will bring with them mountains and mountains of good deeds, which Nabi alayhi salam likened to the white mountains of the Tihama region of Makkah Mukarrama, a very mountainous area. In other words, their entire lives were full of good deeds. فَيَجْعَلُهَا اللَّهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. But Allah will turn these good deeds into dust. In other words, no recompense for them. Then Nabi alayhi salam expounded Ama innahum min ikhwanikum wa min jildatikum. O my Sahaba, they are your brothers. They are just like you. They dress like you. They speak like you. They behave like you. To this extent, وَيَأْخُذُونَ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ كَمَا تَأْخُذُونَ. They even wake up for tahajjud salah at night as you wake up. What is the crime that they have committed so severe, so fatal, so destructive, that not a single good deed of theirs will be accepted in the court of Allah? وَلَكِنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ إِذَا خَلَوْا بِمَحَارِمِ اللَّهِ إِنْتَهَكُوهَا. What are they guilty of perpetrating, that they were such a group of people? When they were in seclusion, when they were in privacy, when they were in some part of the world where nobody could recognize them and nobody knew them, when they were away from the prying eyes of family members and friends, and then opportunity arose to violate and break the command of Allah, then without a second thought they broke the command of Allah. They portrayed one face in front of the public, but in privacy they were transgressing and violating the command of Allah left and right. Allah protect us, Allah forgive us, I am the one who is the most guilty. But it is very easy in the masjid, in the company of pious people and seniors, for my tongue to be sweet and polite. But what is the condition of my speech when I am with my subordinates, my employees, my wife and children? Then a person's true colors will be shown. When a person is going through the season of Ramadan and the month of Dhul-Hijjah, the first 10 days of Muharram, then for him to dress in a manner that is conducive to the deen of Allah, that is pleasing to Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is easy. But when it is the end of the year, he is on holiday in some foreign destination, what is the condition of his dress? What is the condition of his business dealings which nobody knows about? إِذَا خَلَوْا بِمَحَارِمِ اللَّهِ إِنْتَهَكُوهَا. When there was a chance for them to violate the commands of Allah in privacy, nobody would know about it, nobody would find out about it. Allah protect us, Allah conceal our sins. But they did not give it a second thought, they immediately broke the command of Allah. What is the result of this? يَجْعَلُهَ اللَّهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. Mountains and mountains, years and years of good deeds. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will reduce it to dust. Ulama give the example, a person is going on a road trip from Durban to Cape Town. Many hours of driving ahead of him, he goes to the shop and he purchases a CD. On the cover, a very beautiful picture of Makkah Mukarrama, the name of his favorite Imam of the Haram. The entire Quran on one CD, and he looks forward to listening to it on his drive. But when he puts the CD into the CD player, he finds it blank. There is nothing that is playing. He has been deceived, he has been cheated. It should not be on the day of Qiyamah, the covering of Islam is on my body. Outwardly, I look like a pious slave of Allah. Outwardly, I look like an obedient citizen of the deen of Islam. But what is really within my heart is blank. These good deeds count for nothing in the court of Allah. The first action, absolutely destructive, fatal, is that a person in public portrays one side. He is pious, he upholds the commands of Allah. And in privacy, he leads a life of sin and transgression. Then the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam we have heard many a times in ta'aleem. Nabi alayhi salam asked the Sahaba radiallahu anhum the question, أَتَدْرُونَ مَنِ الْمُفْلِسِ. Tell me, O my companions, do you know who is the bankrupt person, who is the pauper? The answer comes, O Nabi of Allah, مَلَّا دِرْهَمَ لَهُ وَلَا دِينَار. That person who has no dirhams, no dinars, his bank balance is zero. He is a pauper, he is a bankrupt person. The answer comes, no, he is not the muflis. But the truly bankrupt person, that person who will come on the day of Qiyamah again, bihasanatin amthalil jibal, with good deeds equivalent to mountains. وَيَأْتِي وَقَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا وَقَدْ سَفَكَ دَمَ هَذَا وَقَدْ أَخَذَ مِنْ عِرْضِ هَذَا. But together with these good deeds that he had done throughout his life, he will come in the court of Allah having also spoken ill about somebody, taken the right of some Muslim brother of his, insulted some Muslim person, he shed the blood of somebody in this worldly life. فَيَأْخُذُ هَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ. These claimants will come into the court of Allah, and they will begin slowly but surely to eat away at the mountain of good deeds. The result will be that entire mountain in a short space of time will be completely finished. And when there are no longer any good deeds for him to offer to them, now they will begin to offload their evil deeds into his account. Again, an entire lifetime of obedience to Allah. He fulfilled the commands of Allah. He was early to the masjid. He kept every fast in the month of Ramadan. His zakat was up to date. He even engaged in nafil salah, in optional ibadat, but he did not protect the rights of others. He violated the rights of others. He hurt the feelings of others. He was not cautious regarding the emotions of others. He also will find these years and years of good deeds will be reduced to nothing on the day of Qiyamah. Ulama explained that person who is engaged in manual labor, the entire day toiling under the blazing heat of the sun, barely a sip of water to drink, at the end of the day the employer gives him his wages, and he takes those wages and deposits it into the bank account of his arch enemy. At times there is somebody who I do not click with in this world, there is somebody who I do not like, but by me insulting him, speaking ill of him, degrading him, stripping him of his honor and his dignity, spreading lies and rumors about him, it is as though I am toiling, I am working hard, and depositing my balance of reward into his account. The second destructive and fatal action that will completely destroy a person's good deeds in the hereafter is that together with looking after the rights of Allah, he did not look after the rights of his fellow insan. And then Nabi alayhi salam mentioned a very destructive spiritual malady, and something that each and every one of us has to look deep within our hearts to see whether we suffer from the sickness or not, where he said, Al-hasadu ya'kulu al-hasanat kama ta'kulu an-naru al-hatab. Jealousy, envy, wishing that some Muslim person, some Muslim brother of mine must be deprived of some bounty that he's enjoying. Why is his business booming? Why did he go so many times for Umrah and for Hajj? How did he just buy a new car? Why are his children excelling in their academy, in their school? And having hope that those bounties can be snatched away from that person, Nabi alayhi salam said, this also will completely consume a person's good deeds. What did he liken it to? كَمَا تَأْكُلُ النَّارُ الْحَطَبُ. When firewood is placed into a fire, within a few minutes, that firewood is completely consumed and destroyed. In the same way, hasad, envy, jealousy, will consume a person's good deeds. The hadith of Nabi alayhi salam is very clear. لا حسد إلا في اثنتين. There are only two occasions where a person is allowed to envy somebody else. And they're also conditional, that he should not hope that the bounty be taken away from that person. رَجُلٌ آتَاهُ اللَّهُ مَالًا. That person who Allah gave a lot of money, wealth in this world, and he uses it in the correct avenues, he uses it in the path of Allah, and I feel within my heart, if only I had the same, I would also do those actions, those good deeds. But together with that, my dua is for that person, Allah continue giving him, and continue giving him the ability to spend in the path of Allah. And the second, that person who Allah gave the understanding and the knowledge of deen, he learns it and he teaches it, he spreads the knowledge of deen. I wish I also had the opportunity to learn and teach the deen of Allah like him. But again, my dua is that Allah continue blessing him in this bounty. But when it comes to worldly bounties, worldly favors, envy, jealousy will completely consume a person's good deeds. And the fourth action that is mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ سَخَطِ اللَّهِ. At times a person will utter a statement that displeases Allah Rabbul Izzah. لَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالًا. He will not give it a second thought. In other words, he will regard it to be something very trivial, something that is not going to harm him in any way, not realizing that he has uttered something that perhaps has taken him out of the fold of Islam. How many a times we find jokes that are forwarded on WhatsApp and social media? Somebody is speaking about the pearly gate, somebody is speaking about heaven and hell. In the December period, there will be jokes going around about Christmas, about Isa alayhi salam. Without giving it a second thought, just for a few moments of laughter, we will forward those messages. Nabi alayhi salam said, La yulqi laha bala. He will not think of it. He will not realize how destructive this action of his will be. But what will the result be? Yahwi biha fi jahannam. He will sink into the depths of the fire of Jahannam as a result of this. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah would say, that person who will leave the fold of Islam, even though it may be mistakenly, even without him realizing, and then he has to come back into Islam. If he has performed a fard hajj, he must repeat his hajj. If he had performed nikah to his wife, he must repeat his nikah. In other words, for him also, his mountains of good deeds will count for nothing. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ Allah Rabbul Izzah says, that person who will honor, who will grant reverence and respect to the salient features of Iman and Islam, that is a sign of the consciousness of Allah. But that person who will turn it into a joke, he will begin to mock the laws of Allah and His Shariat. Perhaps he will complain how difficult certain laws of Allah are. One is a person is unable to fulfill the command of Allah due to his own weakness. But when he begins to complain about the deen of Allah, it should not be that by virtue of one statement he falls into the depths of Jahannam. Four actions ulama have explained. Despite an entire lifetime of good deeds, the end of this person will be in the fire of Jahannam. But together with that, ulama have taught us that the solution to every problem lies in the deen of Allah. And therefore they have given us the solution to this. A person has accrued a whole lot of good deeds throughout his life, and he wishes to secure and preserve them till his maut. Then what should he do to preserve and secure these a'mal? We find a common theme in the life of Nabi alayhi salam was to express gratitude for the bounties of Allah. Many a times we apply this only to our worldly bounties. If I am grateful to Allah for my business, Allah will grant me barakah in my business. If I am grateful to Allah for the family He has blessed me with, Allah will keep me happy with my family. But how many a times Nabi alayhi salam would express gratitude for the imani and dini bounties Allah gave him? Alhamdulillahi ala ni'matil Islam. All praise is due to Allah for blessing me with the bounty of Islam. Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana lihada. All praise is due to Allah who has guided me to this pure and pristine way of life, that I am not bowing my head down before some idol, but I am putting my head down before Allah Rabbul Izzah Himself. Even when it comes to a task as mundane as eating, there also Nabi alayhi salam turned our attention to the real bounty. Alhamdulillah alladhi at'amana wa saqana. All praise is due to Allah who has given me food to eat, water to drink, but the real bounty that trumps all bounties, wa ja'alana muslimin, He made us Muslim. He gave us the bounty of Iman, of Islam. Allah's promise, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ If you will express gratitude to me, I will increase you in my bounty. That person who will be thankful to Allah for the imani bounties Allah has given him, then it is inconceivable that Allah will cause these actions of his to be reduced to dust. And thereafter, Nabi alayhi salam would constantly make dua, تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمَا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ O may Allah grant me maut upon Iman. How many Sahaba radiallahu anhum salafus salihin? Despite their entire lifetime coming out in the obedience of Allah, but one dua that they would always make, Oh Allah, let me leave this world with Iman. It should not be that right at the end, sabaqahu al-qadr. My entire life I led as an obedient servant of Allah, but right at the end, taqdeer caught up with me. And I uttered a statement or I did some action that took me out of the fold of Islam. And the final solution that ulama have given, something which generally we keep reserved for the youth. In every youth program you will find the theme is good company. The parent will tell the alim, advise my son to keep good company. But understand that just as it is imperative for the protection of our children's iman, that they are in good company, it is equally important that we also remain in good company. Ulama give a beautiful example, a cold glass of water. On a hot summer's day, for that glass to remain cold, for the water to remain cold, it has got to be in the company of the fridge or the freezer. If a person will leave it out in a short space of time, it will lose its coolness. And if he has to put it under the direct sunlight, then that water will become hot. In the same way, an entire lifetime, whatever we have achieved, as far as our salah is concerned, our tilawat of Quran is concerned, whatever dini bounties Allah has blessed us with, it is imperative that we also remain in good company, so that we also can continue to be influenced to obey the commands of Allah. Remember, my respected brothers and elders, when a person will leave this world, three things will come with him to his qabr: his family, his wealth, and his actions. But the moment he is put into that grave and the sand is thrown on top of his body, his wealth and his family will return home. The car that he drove yesterday will now be driven by somebody else. The shop keys that he prided himself on carrying will now be carried by somebody else. His wife will now be married to another man. The bed he slept in will be slept in by somebody else. It will only be his a'mal and his actions that will be with him in his grave. His salah, his zakat, his charity, his hajj, his umrah. The a'mal of deen that he sacrificed his entire life to do. Those will be with him for protection, for security, for companionship in his grave. It should not be that as a result of perpetrating these few actions, an entire lifetime of effort, of sacrifice, of toil goes to waste. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq, grant us the understanding. Whatever good deeds we have done, Allah grant us the ability to preserve and secure them, and grant us the ability to continue to obey him and uphold his commands. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.